To start the book, I'd like to share the single most important lesson I've learned from looking at more than 100,000 brain scans. But first, let me put it into a little context. I am in the middle of 7 children. When I was growing up, my father called me a maverick, which to him was not a good thing. In 1972, the Army called my draft number, and I was trained as an infantry medic, which gave birth to my love of medicine. I quickly learned that I hated the thought of being shot at or sleeping in the mud, so I got myself retrained as an X-ray technician and developed a passion for medical imaging. As our professors used to say, how do you know unless you look? In 1979, when I was a second-year medical student, someone in my family tried to kill herself, and I took her to see a wonderful psychiatrist. I came to realize that if he helped her, which he did, it would not only save her life, but it could also help her children and even her future grandchildren, as they would be shaped by someone who is happier and more stable. This realization helped me fall in love with psychiatry because I recognized its potential to change generations of people. Fast forward to 1991, when I attended my first lecture on brain SPECT, single photon emission computed tomography imaging, given by Dr. Jack Pauldy, the chief of medicine at our local hospital. At the time, I was in private practice in Northern California and the director of a psychiatric addiction treatment program. Dr. Pauldy presented SPECT as a tool that could give psychiatrists more information about the brain to help them better diagnose and treat their patients. SPECT is a nuclear medicine study that looks at blood flow and activity. It's different from traditional CT and MRI scans, which are anatomy studies that look at the brain's structure. SPECT looks at brain function and basically tells us 3 things about its activity: good activity, too little activity, or too much activity. It also helps to show if the brain has been hurt from physical trauma or if it has been exposed to toxins or infections. In this book, I will talk about 2 types of SPECT images: surface views and active views. Surface views look at the outside surface of the brain and show areas of healthy and low activity. Active views show areas of high or increased activity in the inner areas of the brain. Throughout the book, I will talk about dozens of brain SPECT images, which will help you visualize how disease and trauma affect our brains. In a healthy scan, the surface images show full, even, symmetrical activity. The surface scans look at the top 45% of brain activity. Anything below that threshold shows up as a hole or a dent. The scan images with holes that I will talk about throughout the book are generally not missing parts of the brain. Rather, the holes indicate low activity in those regions. In a healthy active scan, the back part of the brain is typically the most active. If we look at a healthy scan compared to someone who had 2 strokes, you will see 2 areas that look like holes of low activity. The SPECT scan of someone with Alzheimer's disease will show that the back half of the brain is deteriorating. The SPECT scan of a person with traumatic brain injury will show decreases where the trauma occurred. As you know, your brain is soft and your skull is really hard. When you hit your head, your brain slams into the bony ridges on the inside of the skull. The scan of someone with a substance abuse problem will show overall decreased activity, that often looks like Swiss cheese. Beyond the myriad of problems drug use can cause, it also results in brain damage. A person with obsessive-compulsive disorder will typically show too much activity in the front part of the brain, so people have trouble turning off their thoughts. In epilepsy, we often see focal areas of increased activity.